The first reading today, St. Peter, in talking to the priests of the early church, tells them that they are to care for the flock entrusted to them, not under constraint, not for any kind of selfish gain, but for the good of the people, and ultimately out of love for Christ. And that's something, obviously, that every priest and every bishop needs to look at, but it is also something that all of us have to look at. Those of you who are parents have been entrusted with the souls of your spouse and your children. Those who maybe have a position of authority at work have been entrusted with the care of the people under you. And we can all look at that same question then and ask, how do I handle that? Do I look at it as a position of power? Power is something selfish. Authority is given to serve others. And so the Lord gives his authority, but that isn't for a selfish reason. And therefore, those who have that authority must be humble in the way that they are going to exercise that authority. Now, obviously, authority comes with points of being able to discipline and being able to lay out rules and things like that, as any parent would understand. But again, that has to be for the good of the people entrusted to your care. So that always has to be what it's about. Now, it's so easy to turn things a different way. By our nature, we're very, very selfish. That's what God is doing with all of us. He's trying to break us of our selfishness and teach us true charity. So no matter what vocation we're called to, that's precisely the point that he's trying to work on. So we remember back when our Lord was speaking to his apostles. And what did they say to him? What do we get out of this? We've given up all this, and what are we going to get in return? Well, the Lord said, look, you're going to get 100-fold. You're also going to get persecuted, but you're going to get 100-fold, whatever you've given up. But notice now the change in St. Peter. It's like, it's not about what do I get out of this. He's saying, look at your disposition. Why are you doing what you're doing? Not to see if you can get something in exchange, but simply doing it out of charity. Knowing that if we are serving the Lord, he is there serving us. We don't have to worry about what we're going to get. The Lord is simply looking for us to have a disposition that is similar to his. His disposition is one of pure charity. Everything he does is done out of love for us. And that's all that he's looking for from us, to have that same kind of disposition. So what a great thing for all of us to look at. Where is the pride? Where is the selfishness? Where is any of that improper or imperfect motive in the things that I do? I guess another way of looking at it is we can say, how much do I whine and complain? Especially for those of you who are parents. Yeah, it's a hard task raising young people. But what a beautiful thing. And we would whine and complain about it? Really? Remember Moses, back when he was leading the people in through the desert. And he finally comes to the Lord and says, I can't take this anymore. Oh, they're whining and they're complaining, they're murmuring. You put this whole load on my shoulders. What am I supposed to do? The Lord says, love them. Yes, God has placed a huge load on your shoulders. And the only response is to love those people. That's not always so easy. Sometimes it's really, really difficult. Not usually, well, when your kids get to be older teenagers, yeah, then it can be really difficult. But it's usually not the kids that are the difficult part, it's the spouse that's the difficult part. That's again where God is helping us to die to self, to learn to love this other person. That's the challenge that he places before all of us. Get rid of the anger, get rid of the pride, get rid of the selfishness, get rid of all of these things that stand in the way, and just learn to love. And if we do that, he told us what's going to happen. Yeah, we're going to be persecuted. We're going to get trampled on. People aren't always going to appreciate it. But again, when that happens, what do we naturally do? Start whining and complaining. And we pull right back in. So it's like, okay, I thought I was doing this out of true charity, out of true love for these people. Boy, the minute they step on my toe, oh no, it's all about me again. So then again, we look at it and go, where really was the motive? How much selfishness was involved in what I was doing? So that's again what St. Peter, that's the lesson he had learned. But remember, Peter had to fall flat on his face a few times first before he learned the lesson. We're no different. So it's easy because they wrote about St. Peter. Yeah, he denied the Lord. He jumped in the water. Peter did all kinds of bizarre things. And we can look at him and go, oh, look at Peter. Yeah, then point right back at yourself and go, yeah, look at me. It's easy to point at St. Peter. He learned the lesson, became a great saint. I haven't learned the lesson yet. So we have a long way to go. Thankfully, nobody's necessarily writing down all of our stupidity. Poor Peter, they wrote about his. Thankfully, they're not writing about ours. But the fact is, even if no one writes about it, we know it's there. And that's what the Lord is asking us to deal with. Get the self out of the way and just love as God loves.